Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So I saw your email, and here's the thing, right? I thought you were talking about fake honeys on Facebook, but it's actually no. You were talking about actual bona fide fake honey. Don't be that guy.
No. Okay.
But is this a thing? Is this really a thing?
Honey adulteration is a thing. Sadly, as with olive oil, when a food product carries a premium price, there will be those in the industry who will pass off a cheaper, adulterated version of what the label claims the product to be. So, in terms of price, I'm a honey nut. I adore honey. So, I'm very on top of what honey costs. The 500-gram bottles of honey, if you look in the supermarkets, they're upwards of 60 rand now, with many manufacturers now producing 375-gram bottles, 400 bottles, anything smaller, to create a lower price point. And even those are creeping up to 50 rand. So, it's point number one, it's important to look at the grammage on those bottles so you don't get ripped off.
You get a lot of people that'll say, I'll never pay more than 50 rand for a bottle of honey.
Yeah, they won't if they're buying a smaller bottle.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so we have the most amazing locally produced honey in this country, among the best in the world, as with olive oil. But there's only enough to meet about half of a local demand, consumer demand, so the rest has to be imported. China is the biggest and cheapest producer of honey in the world, but that country's honey reputation has been tainted by several scandals in recent years, among them treating a bee disease with antibiotics, one of which was potentially carcinogenic. And they've also been found guilty of adulterating their honey with sugar or syrup. So many honey lovers, myself included, prefer not to consume Chinese honey. The term packed in South Africa on a honey jar or bottle does appear. And that's a cheat because it's not revealing country or countries of origin as the regulations require. So if you see the words packed in South Africa, you must know that that honey is imported and most probably from China. Okay. And they're trying to avoid saying it on the label, which is not on. Adding syrup to honey, which makes my hair stand on end, is a big trend internationally. And I've had a few East Coasters actually tell me that various brands of relatively cheap honey on the market locally tastes suspiciously syrupy. And here's the point of the show. How do we know that what's inside the jar or the bottle is what the label claims it to be? There are ways such as thermal analysis, but they are expensive, time consuming, and in most cases they actually destroy the sample, which is not ideal. But now, thanks to researchers with Stellenbosch University's food science department, there's a quick, easy, non-destructive, relatively inexpensive way to tell not only whether a sample of honey is adulterated or not, but whether it is South African or not, which is brilliant. So what they've done is they've collaborated with the researchers at the University of Rome, La Sapienza, the Stellenbosch University researchers, that is, and they've developed a testing method using a small rod-like portable near-infrared spectroscopy. You sciencey thing, you. Spectroscopy device.
I was guessing it was a spectroscope of sorts.
Yeah, linked to a tablet, if you can imagine that, which reveals the chemical makeup of an entire honey sample. So the researchers didn't invent the device itself. The technology is widely used in the food industry. But what they did with this team in Rome was to calibrate it to read, in inverted commas, honey. So in just 8 seconds, it can tell whether a honey sample has been made by South African bees or not, whether it's a mixture of local and imported honey, and often it says local and it is imported in there, or whether it's been adulterated with syrup. So it's onto all the dodgy things that can go on with honey. The work was conducted in Stellenbosch at the university by Dr. Anina Gwalpa, whose study leader, Professor Marina Manley, said the idea for the honey analysis tool came to Dr. Gwalpa on speaking to people working in the local honey industry.
She had just some informal discussions with some honey producers, and from that we gathered that even they are slightly concerned about imported honey. And from those informal discussions, we realized that it may be useful to be proactive and get a method specifically for South African application in place.
This is fabulous. I remember reading a story about a year ago about how this app, this device can be like clicked into your smartphone or to your tablet. And it's not just for honey. You could use the spectroscope to check the contents of most foods.
Yeah, the thing is it has to be calibrated. And that's where what the story is about. It's not so much about the device, but what they have calibrated it to do specifically for honey. Okay, so it can... It knows the markers for local honey and for sugar and whatever. When honey is labeled as being produced locally, when in reality it's been imported or diluted with imported honey, Professor Manley said, not only is the consumer misled, but it means that the local producers can't compete with the low pricing of these adulterated honeys. And that's, for me, one of the biggest issues here. It's really not fair. So the technology was intended mainly for the honey producers in South Africa to be able to check the authenticity of honey that they've imported that they might want to add to their honey or to sell as entirely imported. The team's testing of some of the local honey brands, though, in order to get this machine calibrated, has been encouraging.
Anina, who did the work, bought a few commercial samples from some mainstream supermarket. And we were really pleased to see that if it was labeled South African honey, pure honey, when we evaluated with the test, it was actually South African pure honey, and the imported honey was shown as imported honey. Nice. So we used this just to validate our method, but at the same time, it gave us some assurance that the products were actually true to label.
That's good to know, and that was a small sample that they did there. But I'm quite sure that South Africa is not exempt from adulterated honey. I'm quite sure there are honeys on sale in South Africa which aren't pure honey as they claim to be, that they've got some syrup in there. So if you come across one of them and it tastes more like syrup than honey and you've paid 60 rand for this smallest jar, let me know where you bought it and what you paid for it, and I'll get my hands on a bottle and send it to Prof Manley at Stellenbosch University to be tested. She's agreed to do this. I'm busy collecting a few samples of my own, actually. So this is a very much to be continued show. Fake honey makers, suppliers out there, be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yes. BSBE.
Afraid. I didn't even think of it.
All right. So if they want to contact you, email
consumerwatch@ecr.co.za.
Details are up on our website, ecr.co.za. And I see you're also quite active on Twitter.
I am, yes, at Wendy Nola, very simple.
With the canola.
Canola, yes.
Wendy Nola. All right. To be continued. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.